We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Lee Lewis's fifth wife, dead. Sid Vicious and Kurt Cobain, also dead. Amy Winehouse, Johnny Cash, and more. Disgraceland is a rock and roll true crime podcast with stories about musicians getting away with murder and behaving very badly, and is available now. Hosted by me, Jake Brennan. You can listen to Disgraceland on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, that's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book.
What?
You heard
me. That's the subject.
That's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book is the subject. But right here, right now, Nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call. What do you have for us, Neff? What you got?
Well, you know, before I bring this prank up, you know, I want to go around the room. We're going to order a pizza this morning. How do you like your pizza? We're going to start with the beautiful Carla. How you like your pizza?
Pepperoni, some vegetables, mushroom. Let's see. I just love pizza. I don't care.
Okay. Shirley?
I like pizza with my pizza. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I ain't mad at no pizza. Extra cheese. Lying.
Yeah.
Thin, thick crust, whatever.
Junior boy?
Meat lovers.
There we go.
Meat lovers.
The big dog.
Lou Malnati's classic sausage pizza pie.
Ooh, that just sounds... I just love pizza. I mean, yeah. You can't go wrong with pizza.
Can I tell you something? It's my favorite food.
Wow. You just can't go wrong with it.
Oh, you can go wrong with it now.
You can go wrong if you put them anchovies on there.
Oh, yeah.
Today's title is No Anchovies. That's what this is. No anchovies. Run it.
Hello.
Hey, man, who is the person I need to talk to about? I got a pizza that's been messed up. Who do I need to talk to?
Well, you can talk to me, sir. What's going on? What happened to your pizza?
Somebody put some f***ing anchovies on my pizza. Black people don't eat no f***ing anchovies, man. So who would do that? Who would put anchovies on my damn pizza?
Listen, I didn't want to. Settle down with the language there, pal. All right? You know, if you got anchovies on your pizza, you just must have gotten mixed up with another order. I'll send you another f***ing pizza. It ain't a big deal.
But I ain't asking no f***ing anchovies, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you something. What the f*** is an anchovy any damn way?
It's like a f***ing sardine. That's what a f***ing anchovy is, okay, pal? It's like a f***ing sardine.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. First of all, what's your name? What is your name?
I'm Gino.
So you're the owner of the damn pizza place.
Yeah, I own the damn pizza place, and I don't need people calling me and cursing at me because it was a mistake. You know, mistakes happen, pal. Worse things go on in this life than you getting some anchovies on your pizza.
Hey, man, okay, so here's the deal. I done had a bunch of guests come to my house, I ordered pizza, and every last one of them got anchovies on them. You know what I'm saying? So I got an issue with it. I done spent over $50 with you with these pizzas, and the made wrong.
Nobody likes anchovies?
No, but I told you something before. Black people don't eat no f***ing anchovies, man. Okay?
Hold on. I'm almost certain I've served anchovy pizza to black people before.
Okay, the black people that I know don't eat f***ing anchovies. Okay,
well, then we'll send you some pizzas without any f***ing anchovies on them.
Hey, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You know what, man?
Well, maybe if you didn't come at me with so much f***ing attitude to start with, you wouldn't get no attitude.
Okay, look at it. Don't get your ass whooped, okay?
Did you just threaten me?
I said don't get your ass
whooped. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to, f***ing face?
I'm talking to Gino, the owner of pizzeria. You.
That's right. You don't tell me you're going to kick my ass, okay, pal? You know where the pizzeria is. You know, okay, so, you just calm the down.
Do you? Okay, that's it. I'll tell you what, man. in the next 3 to 5 minutes, I'm finna walk down there and kick your little ass behind putting these anchovies on here and having a little pompous attitude like you think you can't get your ass whooped.
You come on down here, okay? And we'll see. Do me a favor. Go yourself and the horse you rode in on, okay? And bring it on down here. All right, we'll take care of it there. I'll stuff some anchovies up your all right, pal?
Okay. Cool. All right, cool.
Okay. You like to say okay a lot, do you? Is that one of your favorite words, okay?
Yeah, you need to have somebody there with you when I get there, because I promise you, Gino's finna get his ass whooped.
Yeah, Gino's shaking in his boots, pal. Me and my anchovies, we're sitting here scared out of our minds right now.
Okay. Let me tell you, I've
dealt with clowns like you my whole life. Please.
Okay. Let me tell you this here. Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to some idiot who don't know how to talk. That's who I'm talking to.
No, you're talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Gino, you just got pranked.
You telling me I'm throwing F-bombs all over the radio?
You dropping F-bombs all over the radio, baby.
I want to know who did this to me, because they're getting some F-bombs. Do you
have a guy that works for you? He says he works five to close. Andre. You got a Dre that works for you?
Yeah, I got a Dre that works for me. And Dre's going to be spending some time in a walk-in freezer. Black people don't eat anchovies, huh?
Black people don't eat anchovies, baby. Hey, I got to ask you this, Mr. Gino. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Your show, the baddest radio show in the land, is the Steve Harvey Show.
With no
Steve Harvey Morning.
No
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I mean, I'm going to send you some pizzas. I'm sending that station dozens of pizzas with double anchovies on every one of them.
No anchovies, baby.
Oh, man.
You be tripping.
No anchovies.
What do we say about anchovies off the air? Do black people eat anchovies?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they do.
They do now?
Terry Kennedy, who runs my production company, East 112, loves anchovies, and so does Reginald Hutland. I was sitting with two black people having lunch, and both of them ordered anchovies. She ordered a dish of them.
Ooh, just a little salty fish just in the little bowl, huh?
I don't know what your breath smells like after you lay a anchovy in it. Well, I know what they smell like when they up round my mouth. I put anchovy in my mouth, man. I spit so far. I spit it on you.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody going to get some of this damn anchovy because I'm not finna really suffer by myself.
But I do like the
Caesar
dressing. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anchovy dressing.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. You've never had an anchovy, Tommy?
No. I don't think so. I don't.
Mr. Caviar? Wait a minute. Is this Mr. Caviar talking?
Do they have a caviar pizza? Dude,
of course. I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Don't tell me this.
Of course.
Don't tell me this, boy.
Yeah.
Of course.
You had caviar on your pizza before?
Well, if they got an anchovy, can't be far behind.
Don't nobody do that.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You don't eat caviar on no damn pizza, but they got it.
Okay.
Tom, you can
All right,
have
let
it.
Me put it out there. Glenside, Pennsylvania. If y'all got if you got caviar on your pizza, bring your boy one. I will be there Saturday, April 13th, along with the beautiful Samoa at the Keswick Theater. Come round back.
No anchovy pizza.
Black people ask.
Your concert finna be stinking so bad. I got them, Tommy. Got your anchovies.
We got two shows, one at 7 and one at 10 at the Keswick Theater. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now. That's Glenside, Pennsylvania. And then April 19th, a Friday night, Knoxville, Tennessee, me and Bruce Bruce. Now, me and Bruce Bruce will eat just straight meat lovers. Knoxville, Tennessee at the Knoxville Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale right now. Come get your laugh on. We're putting them out there.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
Without anchovies. But I accept all caviar on my pizza.
You can't make no damn caviar pizza at your house.
You picky. You know, you picky with your rich, though. You really are.
Hey, all right, we got to go, guys.
I hate to tell you what they eating now.
Don't tell me this, man.
We got to go. He'll tell you off the air. Thank you, Neff. Up next, Strawberry Letter subject. That's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book. We'll get into it right after this.
If you're going to build something from nothing, you've got to know what really works. I took a $1,000 loan and built a $5 billion business. And now I make smart investments in new businesses on Shark Tank. I'm Barbara Corcoran. Now I'm sharing my secrets on my podcast called Business Unusual. You might think that looking at someone's resume and asking them a lot of questions are the key to finding the right person for a position. You're dead wrong. Follow Business Unusual on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.